I'm a jewelry company.
So, did you find that tiny-ass baguette?
No, never did find it. I looked everywhere.
Oh, boy.
I put the cleaner apart twice and the sink once, and I thought, piss on it. I ain't wasting more time. So.
I mean, how much is it? Like, how small is it?
Oh, gosh, it was maybe like a three-pointer or something.
Oh, jeez.
It was big enough to look like a tooth missing, you know. So.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Well, take it out of Sandra's pay, you know, that bugger.
That's what I told her. I said, I'm going to dock at least two-thirds of your pay, you know.
It's not even worth that much.
I took when I buy scrap gold, I'll dig the diamonds out and I'll save them or whatever.
Yeah.
And, Adrian, I've got like a little bitty metal plate. It's probably got 10 carats of diamonds that I bought over the years, you know, just odds and ends. And
oh, I bet,
There's a bunch of, like, half-pointers in there up to 15-pointers, you know, baguettes, princess cuts, all. And I picked maybe three out, and I found one that fell in there perfect.
Oh, my gosh, how funny is that?
Yeah, so, you know, I told her, I said, oh, this is a rare diamond, I'll never find one, you know. I was laying it on her pretty hard, you know. And
she probably felt super bad, though.
She was like, oh, God, I feel terrible. And I was like, Sandra, really, it's not a big deal. It happens, you know. But then I saw how bad she felt. I thought, oh, I'm going to really get her. And I was like, I'll never find one for this. You know, the color and the shape and the cut and, you know.
You know what? That's how you got her back for that damn...
That's right.
Yes. That's how you got her back for that.
Yeah, that's right. So... I've already got it fixed up, so...
Oh, jeez. That's good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well...
She's a good sport, though, Adrian. She's a really good sport, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I mean, I get it, because, like, when something like that does happen for the very first time, like, that you are starting in a store, you feel, like, you know, you feel, like,
hell yeah,
terrible. Like, you feel like the world is ending, and you don't realize until you've been in this business as long as us two old goats, like...
Yep. It just happens.
It happens. You know? Or, like, the fact that, like, I don't know... Just anything. I mean, you put, like,
but
something
she's like,
in...
There's a diamond back here somewhere missing. I was like, that ain't the only one, sister. Just keep looking, you know.
Probably going to find a couple other ones.
There's a half a carat round back here somewhere we couldn't find.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Dad lost it years ago. We don't know what happened to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So,
and you still have never found it.
Adrian, we tore the floor up. We tore the floor up to the joist and still couldn't find it.
Get out. Wow.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to it. It's like it fell into the abyss somewhere.
Kind of like when you, you know, you're washing clothes and you put your socks in the dryer and you had a pair in there when you started and then you all of a sudden lost one sock out of the pair. You know how many one socks I've had? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. They're handed over when you dust furniture. You just pull them up on your arm. And
that's a very good point. Oh, my God. So I got to tell you a real funny story. Do you got a second?
Yeah, I just had a customer coming in.
Oh, no, this will take longer than that. So go deal with the customer. I'll tell you another time.
All right, see you.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye.